This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. We're alive, all right, and kicking. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. Invading the Matrix with bayonets fixed and a crazed look of destiny in our eyes, love of humanity, committed. Like 21st century kamikazes, driving our intellects, our will, our understanding, our energy, our guts, right into the enemy. Desperateness is the way to defeat globally. By desperate, I mean the desperate action. Filled with resolve. Commitment. We've got our reporters from Germany. Big developments there. That's coming up. Huge economic news. The earthquake news. It's all coming up. But right now, I'm going to let this report take us to break because we've got the euro and the German government threatening the British and the UK. You better stay in the EU, even though you didn't vote to be part of it, or we're going to destroy you.
Kit Daniels, Infowars.com. Did you know the Bilderberg Group was directly responsible for the 1973 oil crisis that occurred here in America? Most people think it was OPEC that orchestrated the entire thing, but that wasn't quite the case. It was, in fact, the Bilderberg Group's idea. In May of 1973, about 5 months before the oil crisis occurred, the Bilderberg Group met in secret, and the meeting included several CEOs of oil companies such as Exxon and British Petroleum, as well as President Nixon's National Security Advisor, Henry Kissinger. They predicted that soon there'd be about a 400% increase in the price of oil. And then, you know, on October 6, 1973, after the meeting, the Yom Kippur War occurred, which directly led to the increase in oil prices. But how did the Bilderberg Group know this? They planned it. But why? As economist F. William Ingdahl noted in his book, A Century of War, one enormous consequence of the ensuring 400% rise in OPEC oil prices was that investments of hundreds of millions of dollars by British Petroleum, Royal Dutch Shell, both of whom were present at the 1973 Bilderberg meeting, and other Anglo-American petroleum concerns in the risky North Sea could produce oil at a profit. He continued, the profitability of these new North Sea oil fields was not at all secure until after the OPEC price rises. So the Bilderberg Group came up with the idea of an oil crisis to ensure profitability for the oil companies connected to Bilderberg. And the former oil minister for Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Yamati, confirmed this. In 2001, Yamati said, I am 100% sure that the Americans were behind the increase in the price of oil. The oil companies were in real trouble at the time. They had borrowed a lot of money, and they needed a high oil price to save them. Yamati also said that when he visited Iran in 1974 on official oil business, he was told that it was in fact Henry Kissinger who wanted to raise the oil prices, and that Kissinger wanted a war in the Middle East in order to justify the said price increase. And a few weeks before the Yom Kippur War occurred, Kissinger, who was now the Secretary of State under Nixon, he issued a statement saying that if there was a war that was going to break out in the Middle East, that U.S. military intervention was completely out of the question. Basically, Kissinger used secret diplomatic channels to ensure that not only would the war happen as badly as possible, but that OPEC would use the war to justify a price increase. Kissinger downplayed the war, for example, to President Nixon and took control of the situation himself. In fact, the National Security Agency found out about the war 2 days before it happened, but they were told by the White House under advisement from Kissinger to sit on the information. And also, Kissinger told the Israelis to stand down and let the war happen. And the rest, you know, is history. The war occurred. The U.S. gave arms to Israel to fight in the war, and then OPEC, in response, embargoed the U.S., thereby increasing oil prices. Now, I added some links in the video description below that go more into detail about the Bilderberg Group's involvement with the 1973 oil crisis. but at the very least, remember this. The oil crisis shows us exactly why we must constantly watch the Bilderberg Group, and also begs the question, what are they up to now? Once again, this is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com, and keep checking back on InfoWars.com for continued coverage of the Bilderberg meeting. And also, if you haven't already, subscribe to our new YouTube channel, Resistance News, and also to the InfoWars Underground Insider Newsletter.
All right, that's Kit Daniels, one of our great reporters.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're now well into hour number two on this Friday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, UFC fighter, but really the reason he's on is Green Beret, Special Forces soldier Tim Kennedy is going to be in studio with us 30 minutes talking about societal collapse, because it's already happening all over the world. Culturally, it's happening here. Economically, it's happening. And it's being organized. And mass mental illness is increasing. They've created an artificial system where people don't ever have to actually do anything while they're being made dependent. That's a perfect storm of control. And we've got EBT cards not working around the country and people melting down. Why are the globalists pushing us towards societal disintegration? We're going to be talking about that coming up in the next hour. In fact, you guys pull me all those articles from yesterday. Thank you. Now, obviously, there's some big developments here with open borders. Last hour, I played a clip from the Morning Joe where they sent their reporter down to the border for over a month, and he found that the vast majority of people want a border wall, they agree with Donald Trump, and the majority of them are Hispanics. And Hispanics wanted the wall more than Anglos. And they said they didn't really know why, or maybe it was because they were first generation and, you know, had paid their dues. No, I know the folks on the border. They're, most of them are ranchers, and they actually work, and they're producers, and they are 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th generation in Texas and New Mexico and Arizona. Really cool people. And they're mainly Hispanic, and they are almost universally upset about what's happening because they get robbed, they get killed, people walk right in their house, they sever people's heads, they kill their cattle. It is just a collapse. Most women, was it 80-something percent of women being brought in get raped by the coyotes. I don't mean the wolves. I don't mean the diminutive wolf. I don't mean the smaller canine. I mean the smugglers. That's on record. But don't worry. The Hollywood White House-funded director, Robert Rodriguez, puts movies out where the cowboy white guys are shooting pregnant Hispanic women. That's not going on. So this, again, is the triumphs of the hoax over reality, but it's coming out. At the limit, Mexico buckles under migrant surge to U.S. This is, again, out of Reuters. Oh, Mexico says stop taking people. It's so many are coming into our country to get to you. Some of them aren't leaving. We can't handle it. We need money to then speed it up. Mexico is struggling to stem the flow of Central American migrants. Oh, they're migrants. Traveling to the United States ahead of this. It's all UN language. Ahead of the U.S. presidential election, causing major concern in Washington, which is weighing sending more agents to help. And then the agents get there and load them on contractor trucks and bring them in, contractor vans, to legalize them. In 2014, Mexico moved to strengthen its southern border when a surge in child migrants from Central America sparked a political crisis in the United States. They just call it a child wave. That's a total red herring. Last year, Mexico detained over 190,000 migrants, more than double the number in 2012. And now they say it's just collapsing, and what are they going to do? They need money. Yes, of course. Meanwhile, remember, Illinois tried to pass a law last year, narrowly was defeated. No. The legislature passed it. But then it was getting held up by the governor last time I checked. Hey, can we look on the status of Illinois trying to pass a law? Just type in Illinois trying to pass law. I think it did pass. But I'm going from memory. Check it. Illinois passing law to let illegals vote. I mean, imagine if Mexico said we're passing law to let illegals vote. That's just crazy. But only in America. Well, now San Francisco hopes Trump fear will lead to voting rights for illegal immigrants in the city. Fox News, locally. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors is hoping that residents of the city who fear Donald Trump's rhetoric and policy proposals will flock to the polls this November and support giving voting rights to illegal immigrants. Amazing. And again, TB pouring in and other diseases that are untreatable in many cases, drug-resistant strains, it's all okay. This is the government literally trying to enslave and kill everyone. This is a government wanting things to completely and totally break down. Meanwhile, Roger Stone has put us in contact with the main group that he certifies as the best group out there that is setting up the Stop the Steal rallies that are now just a First Amendment Trump support to try to keep the communists and socialists and the White House run George Soros people from completely trashing Cleveland. And now the police have apologized to us off the record, and I've talked directly to Stone, has talked to him, but they said, we've been ordered to not give you permits, period, or let you meet 10 miles away in a warehouse district where no one can see you, or where the communists can come, I guess, and beat you up. Kit Daniels has his report up on InfoWars.com. Cleveland to ban Trump supporters outside RNC. So free speech zones to put Trump supporters on the other side of the planet. Everything else has been rigged. Wouldn't they do this? And I'm telling you right now, I'm going as a citizen out there. The communists and socialists are going to be running around doing everything they want. And I'm going down there, and I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to talk about the First Amendment. I don't care what the Democrats that run Cleveland, Ohio, have to say. And everybody needs to be there. They know libertarians and patriots and conservatives and constitutionalists. You know, if the government says don't demonstrate or we're not going to give you a permit, tend to go, okay. because we don't want to be associated with the communists and the, and you know, all those folks that run around doing stuff. You're going to let them take over if you do that. It's now time to say, we're going to exercise this, period. We have the police arresting and detaining and doing all sorts of people to reporters in Germany trying to cover Bilderberg, the folks that have opened the borders, the folks that are threatening the UK not to try to leave the EU. They never voted to enter. Just like we never voted to enter the Trans-Pacific Partnership that welds the Asian Union, the European Union, and the North American Union together. The city of Cleveland is attempting to suppress pro-Trump rallies during the Republican National Committee convention, a move even the liberal ACLU has called unconstitutional. Democratic city officials are giving pro-Trump groups 24 hours to complete applications for free speech permits, which they won't give us, which severely restrict the First Amendment rights of applicants. They just say, do this, or that's the way it is. There's only 18 hours of permit time under these regulations. Parade time over the 3 or 4 days of the convention, ACLU General Counsel Susan Becker said, we just found out about that recently. So we are hoping we can really negotiate these points, but it's really up to the city to come back with more reasonable time, places, and manner of regulations. And it goes through how it's really far away in the free speech zones that have all been adjudicated to be unconstitutional. Then we've got House passes Puerto Rico rescue. Ah, the collapse accelerates. The EBT cards suddenly aren't working in many areas. Beta testing. We're going to get to all of that coming up. The 5.2 magnitude desert earthquake shakes Southern California. Is that a tremor for the big 8.5? Seismologists say is 2 years overdue, and if it hits in a populated area, you'll think it's the intro to Thundar the Barbarian. I guess you haven't seen that in the 1970s, you know what I'm talking about. But let's just say something out of a disaster movie. So we're looking at all of that. We're also going to be looking at what's happening in the stock market. Stocks drop as government bond yields hit fresh lows. And I've got stacks of articles where the elite are buying gold and hoarding cash and getting armored redoubts. I know we've talked about it forever, but now it's in the mainstream news. But now we go to Dresden, Germany, the site of the most prestigious world government body, which for 60 years they kept secret. Now, thanks to DrudgeReport.com and our reporters and InfoWars.com and others, they are forced to report on the goings-on there. And days after we broke it, CNBC, everybody else reported exactly what we said. Trump, stopping the British exit out of the unelected euro, world taxes, carbon taxes, internet IDs. It's all on the table. A giant power grab by an unelected group of crooks meeting with our ministers on their knees, literally, and I'm told in some cases, bathhouse figuratively. Paul Joseph Watson, what has developed since we talked to you 24 hours ago?
Well, of course, the big development, Alex, which Rob will get into in more detail because he was there on the scene, was the big confrontation we had last night with the governor of Saxony, Stanislav Tillich. Now, of course, this is huge because every single time Bilderberg happens, the media claims it's just a talking shop, that no decisions are made, it's no big deal. But we've got this guy on tape, and this is massive. Brazenly admitting that he comes here to attract investment into Dresden. In other words, lobbying. This is a huge lobbying scandal, and he's been caught on tape brazenly admitting it. Meeting with politicians, again, as Skelton said yesterday, this is a politician-rich conference. He's meeting with them. He's attracting investment to Dresden. He also admitted that he's basically sitting at the kids' table. So he might get to speak to the big wigs, to the senior Bilderberg elitists at some point, but for the time being, probably tomorrow when he will visit, he will sit, you know, 100 feet away from them and barely get the chance to even talk to them.
And let's be clear, they always do this. They always have about 3 or 4, like Fareed Zakaria or the lady from the Washington Post, they always have a few of these little minions to act like the press is there, but they have to sign an agreement, which is admitted, not to speak about it. And then they'll usually have the mayor or the local billionaire, whether it's New York, whether it's London, wherever, or Virginia, they'll have a local who literally has to sit at a little kid's table and maybe summoned into the real king's court. So this is a modern Versailles, is what Bilderberg really is. Go ahead.
Exactly. And he's gone on the record, he's talked about it, because he's not aware of what this is all about. Again, he's committed the cardinal sin, which is to talk about Bilderberg. The first rule of Bilderberg, like Fight Club, is don't talk about Bilderberg. He's broken that rule before he's even attended.
But he's proud of himself because he's saying, hey, I'm here to just get money locally. Sounds like he might be a patriot.
Could be. Or he could just be completely unaware of what Bilderberg is all about and why they've enforced this Chatham House rule where they can't go on record about it. But that is an absolutely huge report, and it's up on Infowars.com right now. The other development is today we went about half a mile away from the site of the hotel and found, thanks to a local tip, the water cannons that they're preparing for a big protest.
How loving! So Bilderberg prepares water cannons to repulse the knaves.
The article's already up. We need them to add the video to it because that's just gone up as well. So there were two protesters here yesterday, basically, who held cardboard signs. They were harassed by police. They were forced to put the signs away. Later on, we heard that they were reportedly arrested for possessing a tent and, wait for it, a loaf of bread, because a loaf of bread was treated as a dangerous weapon here in Dresden. We were actually told that. That's not confirmed, but that's what we were told that they were arrested for. So for two people with a couple of cardboard signs and a loaf of bread, they've got water cannons ready. Now, that's not to say that there won't be trouble, because also we've got left and right protesters coming together, potentially clashing tomorrow here.
Yeah, let's just say, the Soros rats are always being activated to come in and stir up trouble. They don't even know why, so the police have a cover when they're ordered to go in against everybody. And again, we're not blaming the police, but that's how the globalists do it. They ship in the anarchists, they stir it up, then the police are ordered to stand down during the first rollout. Then in the second phase of the rollout, they then are told to attack everybody. Go ahead.
No, that's what we've been told, that what usually happens is that they have these left versus right protesters. They start off peaceful, but then an agent provocateur, somebody from the left, because in one case they later identified him, you know, starts throwing bottles at the police, giving the police to go in with the excuse of being heavy-handed. So that's what we've got to be wary of tomorrow. Again, it's Saturday, people are off work, so there's likely to be more protesters here, and it could be a clash between left and right. So that could be the spark that sets off some kind of a police action involving the use of those water cannons and a militarized scoop tank, which is also pictured in the article.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's the headline, water cannons, scoop tanks. That scoop tank is directly out of Soylent Green. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, and they're parked up there. There was a security guard guarding those three vehicles. We went up there, tried to talk to him. He didn't want to talk. After about 3 minutes, we were kicked out by another security guard who came up, and it's all on tape. So, you know, they're getting ready for something big, and it could happen tomorrow.
Well, I mean, this is classic. We saw in Switzerland, the police were really mean the first few days, but then realized what was happening, and they were more pro-free speech, and it was literally villagers marching with torches up to the gates of the situation right out of Frankenstein. But in Germany, you know, the police, I guess, are trying to keep people from realizing this global government Frankenstein that's menacing everyone, destroying our freedom and destroying our future, that actual Dr. Frankenstein is meeting inside that hotel right now. And God forbid the people ever learn who made the monster, because then they might not just oppose the monster, they might actually oppose who created it.
Well, that's right. And we've got another leak. We talked about the economic collapse, which is, you know, we had that article up this morning, talked about that yesterday. Also, German Federal Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble is in attendance at Bilderberg, which is interesting.
He's the one threatening the EU. That's the top of Drudge. Let's show Der Spiegel. Drudge has a copy of it. Threatening the UK that will shut all your markets down and won't let you trade with us. I mean, this is economic terrorism. Yeah. The Bilderberg Group threatens economic terrorism on the UK to stay in the euro. This, I mean, the UK couldn't be conquered by Hitler, but it can be now by Merkel. Go ahead.
It's economic terrorism. He's threatening an economic embargo, saying that there will be no trade deal between the UK and the EU if the UK votes to leave, which is complete nonsense, because the UK would be the EU's biggest export market. We buy their products. They need us. The EU is a corrupt, failing institution that would be in desperate need of the United Kingdom.
The parasite is unelected and is telling you, there's like tapeworms telling you, that they're not going to feed you anymore if you kick them out.
Exactly. But another thing, and this is what's coming out, this is another leak, He's also the one calling for more Muslim migrants to be brought into Germany, because according to him, there is a risk of inbreeding amongst the German people. Those were his words, not mine. And he also said, quote, "For us, Muslims in Germany are an enrichment of our openness and diversity." So he's openly calling.
Stop. This is a two bombshell. Again, we broke all this on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Drudge magnified it, forced mainstream news worldwide to report exactly what we said. They confirmed it. Just showing we have the real sources. Paul, I don't know about this leak. I know about my sources. I know you're getting some on the ground there. Did you get this? Was it Skelton? This is bombshell. Are we getting leaks right now from the current meeting? Because I just got from folks that work for one of them what was on the agenda last week before they went, which was international news. Are you saying you're getting leaks right now in real time? Because I think I'm about to have a you-know-what dream. Go ahead.
Well, it's the same every year. You know, we've got leaks that come out from our inside sources, and we've got what they're saying in public. He's saying in public that he's going to threaten UK, again, with economic terrorism.
That's your Spiegel, but tell me about the leak. I'm salivating.
Well, the leak that he's there, and this is what he's saying in public, and this is what they're talking about at the Bilderberg meeting. And he's echoing, you know, what Stephanie von Berg, the Green Party, had said back a few months ago.
She said it's good to get rid of white people. You know, Germans are bad.
Calling for Germans to be a minority in their own cities within 20 years and saying that that's a good thing.
Because that's right. And this is the beachheads, folks. This is the beachheads. They blew up the Middle East. They transshipped the people in to invade Syria. They shipped them through Turkey. They're blowing wide open Macedonia as the main corridors. They're bringing them in to make you a minority and an enemy. These people being brought in will be your minders and your controllers. Okay, a lot of them are just victims of it as well, but they are the new political minion class. You're being replaced, and they'll be replaced with robots as well. This is all just the collapse phase we're going into, Paul.
And basically what we're seeing in Germany now is a massive re-education program. In fact, there's an article out today which I tweeted where they're taking students, putting them on an island, and re-educating them to sympathize with the migrants. That was... I think we posted it.
That's right. Germans now, if they pull that up, I have that in the stack. I can't find it right now. Germans, that's not the headline, of course. It's like, oh, sensitivity training on islands for the migrants. No. German children being sent to re-education camps to prepare them for open borders. Just like the Army Manual, 2010, declassified 3 years ago, says re-education camps for right-wingers. It actually says re-education camps and uses the Soviet term. Paul, this is insane. That's why I looked at all the news this morning and just went into a hissy fit. I mean, this is crazy. This is really happening.
It's completely insane. You've also got a program which is teaching migrants how to flirt with German girls. You've got programs in the schools. You've got senior politicians calling for Arabic to be mandatory in German public schools. This is a huge re-education campaign, and whether you think the migrant influx is good or not, the migrant should have to integrate into German society, not the other way around. That's not how it's supposed to work. So you've got that going on. You've got Merkel demanding that the guy who arrested the migrant in the store, who was behaving erratically, trashing the store, trying to steal a bottle of wine, you've got Merkel demanding that he be arrested. Not arrested, but kicked out of her party unless he apologizes for basically stopping a criminal. So this is a massive re-education campaign that's taking place in Germany, and it's really beginning to intensify. And a Bilderberg member who is at this meeting is calling for that same very re-education program. So that's what they're talking about here in Dresden.
And by the way, Paul, I saw that article this morning. They're hiring the former Stasi to enforce on everybody to not criticize the open borders. They're giving people tickets or arresting them and hand out flyers pointing it out. I mean, this was a takeover. And I know, but what was the headline on that article? Because I had it in my stack. I can't find it. I'd forgotten that. I want to show people. They're now sending German school children, high school students and college students to re-education camps where they cannot get away over their summer vacation to be put in with migrants, bossing them around and social engineering and saying have sex with them. I mean, folks, this is so hardcore. I mean, this is unbelievable. And this is what Obama's chief of staff said he wanted in that C-SPAN interview. Rahm Emanuel said we're going to have a national security force just as big, just as strong as our military. He quoted Obama. But then he went on to say, when you get out of high school, you'll have 1 to 3 years mandatory national service, but not in the military. No, that's dangerous enough because they can be political. Yet domestically, as social justice warriors, as community organizers, but first you're going to be brainwashed for 1 year, then 2 years of on-the-street service. They are building literal Soviet youth brigades. Stay there, Paul. Tell us during the break the headline. I'm freaking out right now. I mean, folks, I knew this was all coming. I knew this was all coming, but to actually see it here and to know it, and to know that the new Alamo Drafthouse Theater they're building in Austin is going to have one giant bathroom with men and women in it, with women urinating in urinals standing up. I mean, I'm just saying, it's total psychological warfare. We've only seen the beginning. Flesh-eating bacteria, TB, death everywhere, covering it up. I mean, it's
We're
just
on
insane.
The
this is total war. World War IV has begun. This is World War IV.
The GCN
it's World War IV. It's like the government's aliens or something. It's so high-tech. Well, just wake up.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday! The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them.
Silent Green is people!
I am letting myself get hysterical on air because that's the normal response to the type of dehumanization and the dystopia the globalists admit they're building on purpose. A dystopia for us, a supposed utopia for them. But we're not going quietly into the night. It's Breitbart reporting on it. Now, the headline should be re-education camp, but Breitbart's great. But again, you're not supposed to say that because it's too much. School kids forced to play migrants to better understand them, and then they're sent. It talks about the island that they're on for refugee of the day. Again, this is re-education camp garbage. And then look at these headlines. I'm going back to Paul Watson in Dresden and then to Rob Dew for his take, and I'm going to get into other news. Exclusive, Bilderberg planning to trigger financial collapse. Paul Joseph Watson from Inside Intel, over the top incredible, should be the top story in the world. And it dovetails with today's news. Let me just show you this since I mentioned it earlier. Wall Street Journal, stocks drop as government bond yields hit fresh lows. Wall Street Journal, CNBC, why big investors think it's time to hoard gold. A summer panic is starting to brew across markets. Market Watch. Former Fed president, all my very rich friends are holding a lot of cash. Forbes. Out is out. Schnabel warns of single market access in event of Brexit. We will not allow you to trade in our country if you leave. We are an unelected bureaucracy. You do not vote to enter. And if you try to leave, we will shut off your trade. We are in control. Now, you will submit and take the vaccines. Then you will feel much better. Just take the shots and eat the food and shut your mouth and die. This is our world now. Lay down and die. Humans are bad. Hurt Earth. Accelerate genetic engineering. Ready the spacecraft. I mean, these people are out of control. Where is your humanity? Get your spirit of survival rising! Stop being living dead, waddling around like penguins. I was watching Trump just 5 minutes ago during the break with the operative trying to shut down his rally, his speech, his policy speech, beating people up outside as usual. He's pointing out 500% increase in the refugees they've announced with no vetting. IDs aren't even looked at. That's admitted. TV, everything. But we love you. But when you fly, say, from Austin to New York, we're going to put you through a body scanner and ask you questions and have you take your shoes off. It's like, you know, getting a cat wet. Get you all naked and teach you how to submit, because this is just the first level of you learning. We're going to learn you good. And, of course, the TSA and the cops, they don't know what's going on. They're just like the general public. Maybe the cops do, because the cops supposedly have the skills of reduction and of logic. And I found why they want to make us enemies with the police. They want the police to do their bidding, be on a short leash, bring in their new world order, But they fear them because they're criminals historically, the globalists are. So they want us attacking the police to make them be against the people and vice versa, because I found the cops are the easiest people to get through to and wake up after special forces people. It's because if you're actually in special forces, the military for that matter, or you're in on the street, which can be a combat role just in and of itself, you better live in the real world. You're going to get hurt real fast. And so here's the news. We're living in the twilight zone, baby. I don't know what to do about it except get the word out, not comply with unconstitutional garbage, and take action and just it's energetic. We have to have the energy. We have to be loud. We have to be aggressive. We have to never stop and promote the truth. It's the info that's key. But we got to get people out of their trance. How do you wake somebody up? Won't wake up? Dump ice water on them, baby. We need an ice bucket challenge. In fact, I'm doing an ice bucket challenge next week, to wake up America and the world. I'm going to redouble my efforts, folks, because this is so serious. All right, going back to Paul Joseph Watson. I mean, Watson, it is crazy. Exclusive Bilderberg member confronted, says secrecy of Bilderberg is essential. Sanders sojourns the White House, vows to support Clinton in fighting against Trump. George Soros is preparing for economic collapse. Does he know something we don't? Well, yeah, he's running it. I mean, this is just getting crazier. Trump rejects Obama endorsing Clinton. He just wants 4 more years. Paul Joseph Watson, continuing with other tidbits from Bilderberg as the camera crew pans around and shows TV viewers what's happening there in Dresden. I'm going to get a short comment from Dew and then let you guys get back to your important work.
Well, another aspect to come out of this, Alex, we've talked about how Bilderberg is moving towards, you know, the Silicon Valley angle with Facebook reps, Palantir reps, etc. Well, another big story came out today, which was that Google, which of course is owned by, headed up by Eric Schmidt, who is here right now, Google is censoring searches for Hillary Clinton criminal. So if you go to Google and type in Hillary C-R-I-M, you're going to come up with Hillary Clinton crime bill 1994, not Hillary Clinton criminal investigation, which is what now the White House spokesman said is that's what the FBI is treating it as. So now they've caught Google actually censoring negative searches.
That's huge. And that's Google, who's at the White House even more than Facebook. That is huge, Paul. In fact, I saw that earlier. Let's do it on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners, go to Google, type in Hillary Clinton criminal, and then they block the fact that they are now saying it's a criminal investigation with her crime bill. Wow. But of course, that blew up in their face. Then now they've been caught. They've had to back off. In fact, I'll play that clip in a moment, but go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, remember they tried to do it with Twitter with a hashtag, a negative hashtag about Hillary that beat the trend, and it got shut down. And, you know, Schmidt has been an advisor to the Obama administration. He was the founder of the Groundwork, which was a Silicon Valley company, dedicated to putting Hillary in the White House. Last year, we got the leak that Hillary was the chosen candidate, and they were going to start scheming to defund her Republican opponents. Now Trump's come out of the blue, self-funded, so they couldn't control that. So this is another way in which they're going to bury Hillary Clinton's criminal conduct, crooked Hillary. And, you know, Schmidt is here, and obviously that is one angle that they're going to be talking about. The other issue is Cologne. Of course, we had the mass molestation of women in Germany, in Cologne, Germany, on New Year's Eve. The media didn't report on it for 3 days afterwards. It circulated on social media. Massive police cover-up.
Then they said it was white Germans doing it in phase two, then later had to admit the police were ordered to cover up.
Well, here's the breaking news. You know, at first they said, oh, these weren't refugees, these weren't migrants, and people were like, well, oh, so they were integrated, so these were assimilated people. Well, that's even worse. But now it's come out, most of the culprits of that mass molestation in Cologne had been in Germany for less than 12 months. They were economic migrants. Most of them were refugees. Two-thirds of them, of those involved in the mass molestation in Cologne on New Year's Eve, had committed a crime, again, despite only being in the country for 12 months.
Sure, let me just interrupt. We're not supposed to call them illegal aliens. Then it's illegals. Then it's undocumented. Then it's migrants. This is all UN terms to teach us to be under a global government where we're all poor and stupid except for the elite. How about the new word be little precious angel darlings? So little precious angel darlings, the new word is not migrant, folks. It's little angel cake darling perfect sweetie pies. Go ahead, Paul.
And again, you know, we spoke to the guy from Nepal yesterday. That's a video that everyone should check out on the Alex Jones Show. He was a legal immigrant, came to Germany to stay in Dresden, has been here for 4 years, speaks perfect German, speaks perfect English, and he's not happy about the way, for example, that Pegida's being characterized by the media. He's not happy about the amount of people being brought into the country. And listen to this statement from the spokeswoman for the German Interior Minister. This is what she said when these new stats came out. Quote, immigrants are not as criminal as Germans. How's that for a statement when it came out that they're responsible for twice the number of crimes in respect to their population?
And that's with police whitewashing. In Sweden, the police were ordered, if it's a migrant of color, just say, say native Swede. So they've been, even with cooked numbers, they're engaged in half.
Yeah, so again, it's all part of this re-education program. They're covering it up, they're lying to the German people, and they're now forcing, as we covered earlier, students to go and live on islands to be mistreated so they have sympathy with the migrants. So there's a massive brainwashing program going on with this. It also came out that most of the individuals responsible for the incidents in Cologne were from Tunisia, Algeria, and Morocco. So they were from North Africa. Again, this is the big problem that these crime statistics show, that most of the crimes are being carried out by people from North Africa, from countries like Morocco, where people go on holiday. I mean, it's not a war-torn country.
Here, let me expand on this and ask you another question. You got a lot to do, a lot of articles to file, other breaking news that's just coming on InfoWars.com on an hourly basis. How big a victory? Because I want us to, not just be negative about what's happening. That's what the globalists are launching on all fronts, because they're actually behind, in my view. How big is it, though, that Bilderberg's being exposed at a level never before seen? I'd say 3-4 times as much this year than before. The fact that they're running things to a great extent is happening. The fact that there is a shadow government. I mean, that always leads to the end of any shadow dictatorship. As soon as the power behind the throne, as soon as the conspiracy is exposed, historically, I mean, I would say right now we have turned the tide against the New World Order. And I think all their offensives are really defensive moves, like the Nazi offensive in the Battle of the Bulge and the Ardennes.
Oh, that's exactly it. I mean, the headline on Drudge, which was our headline a few days ago, was populist panic. That's what they're in a panic about. You see what's going on with Trump in the United States? They don't control him. Whatever you think of his policies or his rhetoric, he's self-funded. He's outside of the control of these people. That's what makes them nervous. These people are control freaks. Any political development that they don't have their hands on, it scares them to death, which is now why we're seeing the economic threats with Brexit, because, again, that would represent a huge rejection of everything that these people have built for 50, 60 years. Remember, we got the BBC documents out from 1955, which showed that Bilderberg wanted to create the EU, wanted to create the euro single currency.
They did. These are the people charting the Anglo-American establishment that runs about 70% of the world right now and wants world government. The communist Chinese are allied with them to a limited extent because they want to run it themselves. The Russians aren't. And I'm not saying the Russians are perfect. But you notice Russia's never been part of Bilderberg. The globalists basically overthrew Russia with the communist movement to destabilize it. Russia has finally thrown that giant spider off its back, and the globalists are very upset with Russia.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, there have been statements on the record from top globalists over the past couple of years that, quote, Russia is no longer in the New World Order, and statements like that. So they want a unipolar world, whereas other countries, the BRICS countries, for example, want a multipolar world. And that tends to work out better for freedom, better for privacy. Of course, they have complete privacy inside this hotel, which is surrounded by a massive exclusion zone.
But we don't.
Reporters. But we don't. We don't have any privacy. They're going to dig into our lives. They're going to dig into our emails. We think, yet they expect to get privacy every time they meet in secret for this lobbying confab, which is what it is, which is what Tillich admitted to us last night.
Well, simply incredible, Paul. You guys are, this is the best job you've ever done. To all the crew, to our graphics people, to the people running the show, everybody, amazing job. Paul, we're going to go to break. I want to come back and do two quick segments with Rob Due. Then I'm going to shift gears into Peter Schiff joining us on the huge developments of the economy. So important. And then we've got a very informed person, Tim Kennedy, coming here to talk about COG, talk about destabilization campaigns and more. Thank you, Paul. Joseph Watson, great job. In 20 seconds, anything else?
No, there's going to be a huge protest tomorrow, left versus right. There could be violence, there could be clashes, so we're going to be on top of that all day tomorrow.
Yeah, I really want you guys to stay back, because I want to be able to get the full conference I know Friday's a key day, but just please, I know you guys have a lot of fearlessness, but I just don't want you guys to get thrown into German jail. So please try to hang back, but I mean, don't get hit with rubber bullets like Jakari, I mean, or Biggs, because I think this is going to get pretty bad tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do that. And then Saturday, some of them like to go walkabout, so that might be an interesting angle to pursue in terms of getting more information out of actual.
Sure. Well, I want to salute everybody that's there. Godspeed, Paul. We'll talk to Rob Dude next. Briefly, folks, speaking of Hillary, criminal investigation being censored on Google searches, and that's been confirmed. Now they backed off because they got caught. It's an ongoing battle, folks. Resistance and engagement is what defeats them. So don't think because they're always after us, we're losing. No, this is fun. It's like weightlifting. We're going to get stronger here. It's like jogging. We're going to get better. We give up, they win. We never give up, we win. And we become stronger and empowered and live in legend instead of living like jellyfish. Get your Hillary for prison shirts. They hate this idea. We're so close. When we come back, Josh Earnest is, I'm going to play the clip, you know, admitting, yeah, I know, it's now criminal. They've tried to spin that. They tried to say it isn't. That means something big is about to happen, folks. Get your Hillary for prison, limited edition. When this shirt sells out, no more of this shirt. A new variant's going to come out, and that will be the final edition of these. She's like, you know, obviously, she's going to go to prison, or you know, next she's just going to be impeach Hillary if she gets elected president, or indict Hillary, or you know, pray for the fall of Hillary. I don't know. Infowarsstore.com. They cannot censor you wearing a shirt out on the street, or it's much, 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 much harder than digital. They hate this. You meet like-minded people, other patriots, and the small profit we make helps fund this very expensive project that is sending in salvos every day that are devastating the world government project. And they just don't know what to do. Because the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great time.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer
through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. This is a Kit Daniels article up on InfoWars.com. You cannot make this up. Canada legalizes oral sex with pets. Sex offender acquitted by a bestiality involving peanut butter. Next, it'll be you're allowed to marry your pets, and next you'll have to have fire hydrants at the Alamo Draft House movie theaters or wherever your movie theaters are in case you think you're a dog. I'm not joking. Canada's Supreme Court has legalized oral sex with pets as long as no penetration is involved in a ruling slammed by animal rights group. A 7-1 in favor ruling. That means Canada has legalized Bill Clinton having sex with Hillary Clinton. All right, a horrible joke meant for the media to pick it up. Go ahead, White House Media Matters. She's a war criminal killer. He's a sex offender, in my view. These are horrible perverts, and so I think it's fair to put them all of their ilk into this joke. But I apologize to dogs, or gerbils for that matter, or cats, or lizards, I guess. Any pet, turtles, into the same slugs, into the same category as Herr Hitlery. Briefly, they're trying to censor more and more. It's all over the news. We need to have an email to contact you for breaking news, analysis, videos, information, promo codes for the shopping cart. Infowars.com/newsletter. Go there. Put in your emails. We can stay in contact with you. A lot of huge discounts we sent to you as well. We had like 50% off on T-shirts just a few weeks ago for folks that were on there with a promo code. So really need to be a member of the InfoWars Insider Newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Separately, emails in Clinton probe dealt with planned drone strikes. Couldn't be more classified. And then meanwhile, Josh Earnest now admits it is a criminal investigation. That's coming up. But I wanted to also just remind everybody that we sold out of Living Defense. I always end up plugging at the end of the hour. I'm going to stop doing this. I plug early because I run out of time. I realize I haven't plugged anything. We fund our operation by selling these products, plus they're the very best we can bring you. Living Defense is like 20, almost 30 known organic ingredients that flush out parasites, harmful organism cleansing, 120 capsules. Check it out, InfoWarsLife.com. We ordered three times as much this time. It took us 6 months to get it because it's all best to pass California standards. We want to be the highest standards. That's almost impossible to do. And it's 25% off out of the gate, so it's selling out at a rate like four or five times what we thought, and so it'll be sold out by the middle of the end of next week. In fact, I may just raise the price back up to normal just so we don't sell out of it for 6 months. That'd be a better business decision to fund our operation. But right now, it's there at the discounted price, $34.95, 120 capsules, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I wonder if the government in Canada will legalize sex with parasites. Now, that would make it legal for Hillary and Bill to have Chelsea. But reportedly, Chelsea's Webster Hubble's daughter. So what do you know? And, of course, Michelle Obama looks like a snapping turtle. So, but, you know, it's the fact that she eats all this great gourmet food and wants you to eat stuff worse than prisoner foods. Why I don't like Michelle Obama. And why is the first lady telling us what to eat? We're going to break here in a moment and come back with Rob Dubit. Rob, what are your observations? Doing a great job there in Dresden at the Bilderberg meeting, covering it. What are your observations the last 24 hours, my compadre?
Well, last night, right around dinner time, I got a text saying, hey, there's a chance for a confrontation for the governor of Saxony. So I grabbed all my stuff. I literally had flip-flops and a T-shirt on. I run down to where the church is. Get my gear on. My friend Tillman was there with his camera. And immediately as he came out, we ambushed him, asking him questions about Bilderberg. I said, is it about bringing more migrants into Dresden? He didn't want to answer that. But before all that happened, our friend Max Bachman was able to get him inside and get him to admit basically everything we've been talking about. It's a giant money grab. That's what Bilderberg is, ways to funnel money.
A giant money grab that created the euro wants to run our country. Stay there back in 70 seconds. 30 hours straight ahead. Tim Kennedy and more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.